Dennis Michelson back out here at the Farm Progress Show 2025, Decatur, Illinois. And hey, I spent way too many years as a meteorologist to pass by a display with cool technology that measures rainfall for you. And from Spectrum Technologies, it's Mike Thurow. Mike, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Dennis.
Tell us a little bit about Spectrum.
This December, Spectrum's going to be 38 years old. So it's been a wonderful journey of bringing weather, technology, nutrient management, soil moisture, and other properties of measurement to all of ag and turf. And so what's exciting today is the new Internet of Things. And so right here on your left is a wireless cellular rain station. So the idea is to have a rain station in every good-sized field of 120 acres. And that way, when it rains last night and it's March and you're doing tillage work, which fields do you need to stay off of because you're going to be at risk of compaction? And maybe it means going south of town where there wasn't near as much rain.
Rain gauges, the way we do them now, are ridiculous because we just put the little rain gauge out, we check it, but that might not be the best way to measure rainfall.
Well, yeah, Mother Nature today, unlike 20, 30 years ago, she delivers weather the way she wants to do it, and we're getting more extreme rain events that are really site-specific. It rains on one side of the field, but not on the other. So with a yield monitor, if you're seeing differences in yield, it could be attributed that that part of the field didn't get as much rain. And so these are factors just to keep in mind.
And we really need to have a pretty good idea on rainfall so we can judge, am I going to have nutrient loss? Am I going to do this? If you don't know the base data of how much rain you've had, you're kind of starting with limited information.
That's right, because, I mean, let's say it's the spring of the year, we got a major rain event, and you're seeing some standing water, and just think about, so what does that mean 8, 12 inches down in the soil, where that soil is waterlogged? So what's that doing for soil biology, the mineralization of organic matter into nitrogen? Maybe we're even leaching nutrients out of the root zone. Rain has a profound effect on, as everybody knows, on the ultimate crop yield.
And your equipment, I like the fact that I don't have to go out and read the data. I can get the data sent to me, basically.
Yeah, the smartphone has really changed our world, everybody's world, right? I mean, to go onto your phone and you can be anywhere, you can be on vacation, and you can look and see how cold did it get last night, where's your risk of frost, or how much did it rain? And be able to see that information on your own smartphone is really exciting times.
Well, Mike, before I let you go, let folks know where they can find out more information about your products online.
So online, our website is specmeters.com.
Mike, thank you so much for visiting with me today.
It's been a pleasure, Dennis.